Hanover Square Press and Harper Audio present No Escape, The True Story of China's Genocide of the Uyghurs by Nuri Turkel. Read by Stuart Lang. For my parents, Aisha and Ablikim, still trapped in China, and my brother, Mirsalih, who stayed behind to care for them. A note before we begin. For the author's acknowledgments and endnotes, don't forget to download the accompanying enhancement PDF from your audiobook provider, or go directly to harpercollins.com/pages/noescape. Introduction. The Man in the Tiger Chair. In June of 2017, a Uyghur man in his late 30s sat in a Chinese police station, strapped into a tiger chair. He was attached to the metal chair by straps that went around his throat, wrists, and ankles, so he couldn't move an inch. To even turn his head made it hard to breathe. He had been sitting there for 3 days, released only for brief, closely supervised bathroom breaks. The man knew he hadn't done anything wrong. The police also knew that no crime had been committed. His crime was that he had a foreign passport, even though he had been born in Xinjiang. Although Uyghurs refer to our homeland as East Turkestan, for the sake of consistency and ease of recognition, I will use the official Chinese name of Xinjiang throughout. Xinjiang encompasses the vast, mineral-rich region in the far west of China, where the steppes of Central Asia roll out all the way to the steppes of Russia, which eventually merge with the plains of Eastern Europe. When the man had come home to visit his ailing parents, he had been automatically flagged as suspicious by the Chinese security forces. The police asked him a lot of questions, but they already knew all the answers. Where had he lived? Who had he met? Did he have any illicit contacts abroad? He answered honestly, knowing he had nothing to hide. He had broken no laws. Suddenly, a printer on a nearby table sputtered to life and started spewing out reams of paper. The men ignored the mechanical whir at first, but the printing didn't stop. The machine seemed to have gone crazy. Long minutes passed as the prisoner in the tiger chair and his interrogators eyed the tsunami of paper tumbling out of the device. Eventually, one of the policemen went over and started examining the lengthy message. He swore. "Shit," he said. "How the hell are we going to find all of these people?" We now know, through leaked official Chinese documents, that there were 20,000 names on the list. That summer in 2017, Chinese police officers managed to track down and arrest almost 17,000 of the people in the course of just 10 days. The detainees, among them university professors, doctors, musicians, athletes, and writers, had no idea why they were being rounded up. Perhaps more shockingly, the police officers themselves didn't know why they were arresting so many thousands of people. They were simply following orders that had been pre-programmed by an artificial intelligence algorithm. The offenses that were listed sound almost cartoonish to the Western ear. They ranged from having a long beard to having WhatsApp on their phone, or using the front door more often than the back door, or reciting the Quran during a funeral. But there was nothing cartoonish about what happened to those people once they had been arrested by the Chinese authorities. That vast roundup was the first known instance of a computer-generated mass incarceration, and its victims were almost all Uyghurs, the Turkic Muslim population whose Central Asian homeland, Xinjiang, or as we call it, East Turkestan, was handed over to Mao Zedong by Stalin in 1949, after a very brief period of independence. Labeling almost all Uyghurs as potential religious extremists and a threat to the Communist Party's authority, the People's Republic of China has rounded up as many as 3 million.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?